Welcome to the Nobody Guide to Life, where we provide tips and tools for personal growth, personal development, and your spiritual journey that you can use right now in your everyday life. I'm J.A. Plosker. You can always find out more at thenobodyguidetolife.com. Thank you for joining us. When we're searching for something spiritual, it can often feel like we're stumbling around in the dark. When we're not feeling well, we might feel powerless to do anything about the situation. But what if we had a little more power to discover the light we needed or to bring about the healing we wanted? Well, according to my guest today, we can attract what we need into our lives and learn to release what's holding us back from health and wholeness. Shangela Pierce is an author, meditation teacher, and law of attraction and spiritual life coach trained in both education and naturopathic medicine. She has also studied yoga and qigong for over 10 years. Shangela's latest book, Healing and the Law of Attraction, empowers people to understand their role in the health and healing process. Shangela believes when you possess this knowledge, you have the tools you need to become whole again. She invites her clients to see themselves in a new light and release whatever is holding them back. She believes that anything is possible if you tap into your power and allow it to guide you. She offers retreats, coaching, and more at her site, seekwithinyou.com. Welcome to the show, Shangela.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be a guest on your show.
Well, this is wonderful, and I can tell my listeners, Shangela is one of the most patient, wonderful human beings. We were having some issues with our recording, and we're doing it a different way, and she has been the most wonderful, accommodating human being you could imagine. So thank you again, Shangela, for that. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So tell us a little bit about your personal journey. You're trained in so many different areas, and I love how you have education in there, and you have naturopathy in there, you have qigong in there. Where did those interests come from? How did you come to those things, and what brought you here to this coaching area?
Well, it's been just a lifelong journey of searching for better health and searching for my purpose and what I enjoy doing. And teaching was the first thing that I was led to do. And I used to teach human anatomy and physiology at the college level. But then around that time, I started to get sick myself.
Right.
And I developed what the doctors later basically just labeled me as having a chronic disease that was pretty much never going to improve and get worse over time. And that was kind of a disconnect for me. And it just didn't sound right. I've never been a fan of going to doctors anyway. and so to be told this, and I just wasn't going to believe it. And then I didn't realize it was my source that was guiding me towards something different. And that led me to naturopathic medical school. And I studied there. I did 3.5 years of the 4-year program, but I didn't finish. And I didn't finish because I found the law of attraction. And I immersed myself into it. And with my research and everything that was happening, all the light bulbs just went off. Everything that I had believed as a child, intuitively known,
right,
was being shown to me, and I just knew that I couldn't continue along the same path because I couldn't continue in the route of being the person that other people come to basically save them. That's kind of like the doctor role where,
right,
people feel like, you know, you heal me when actuality the healing comes from within. And so I wanted to be on the other side of that. I wanted to be on the side of teaching people about the, you know, where they stand in the health and healing process, so they understood their power in this creative universe. And in that light, it doesn't mean that you'll never go to a doctor. That's just, you know, not what we're teaching. We're teaching that the power lies within you, and when you understand that, you can use the tools of the universe to heal yourself.
Well, Shangela, before we get into that, you said something interesting before. You said things that you knew as a child. Can you talk a little bit more about that, about in your youth, when you were a child, what were you feeling? What were the connections that you felt that then came back to you later on?
Well, it was just, you know how children just are naturally more intuitive.
Right.
We just know things, but then we're trained by adults not to believe, rely on ourselves.
Right.
And it was, I just felt like my body could heal itself. It's just like I just knew it could. And yet I was forced, you know, to take medicine by my mom. And, right. you know, I even got my tonsils out when I was younger. And, but I still had felt like I just could heal. And it was just, once I was on my own in college, I was like, yeah, whatever, I'm not going to the doctor, whatever, unless I had to, and I did when I developed, I actually developed asthma. And it was really bad. It got to the point where I was using my inhaler not as an emergency, but something just to survive, like, you know, 3 to 5 times a day.
Right.
It was really bad, and it just, I felt like something had gone wrong in the process, and I knew my body could heal, but I wasn't being told that by the medical community, so I just kept searching.
So what happened when you said a doctor later in life then diagnosed you with an illness that he said would not get better, and what were your feelings about that? How did you then take that information and commit to that change? What did it look like in your life when you were trying to heal yourself?
When they, you know, told me, this is pretty much, you know, they gave me, you know, the typical remedy for asthma is just, like, they give you corticosteroids to keep the inflammation down, and they give you an inhaler, and that's pretty much it. They're going to give you a few, you know, dietary changes or something like that, but nothing very intense. It's like, you are going to have this for the rest of your life.
Right.
Like, wow, really? This is it?
Right.
And I knew my grandmother had asthma, you know, she at that time, I think she was like 80-something. I was like, wow, I'm not going down that road.
Right.
That may be her fate, but that's not going to be my fate. I can heal from this. And so again, I at that point, I really wasn't that in, although I was in tune with my spiritual guides, I didn't know I was in tune. I just knew in my, you know, my gut that I could heal myself. And again, I just kept searching.
So how did you do that then? For people listening who, you know, we go to traditional doctors or we have a naturopath that we work with, and then we hear your story. Can you take us a little bit into that, the process of how you did it, the things that you did in your daily routine or the things that you looked to really help you with that?
Well, in truth, again, I kept searching for it. I mean, I just never, again, I was very strong-minded, and I didn't like people telling me what to do. And
right.
So this doctor telling me this is my thing, I'm like, whatever, I'm just not hearing you. And I'm just going to do my thing.
Right.
And so, again, I was led to naturopathic medical school, and actually that's where I got my first help with my asthma.
Right.
I went to a naturopath, one of the teachers who was there, and she gave me a treatment plan, and my asthma improved dramatically.
Hmm.
And I was like, wow, this is awesome. But delving deeper into it, because I'm an inquisitive person, you know, I'm talking to other students and realizing that if I had gone to another naturopath, they would have given me another treatment plan. Everyone had these different ways of healing. And I was just thinking, like, wow, life could not just be this complicated. God would not have made it this complicated for us to realize, yo, this is just, I mean, if he did, it's like the joke is on us, but it's like, this is really crazy. And so I just, again, I just kept asking the questions, not realizing I was asking my source, and they led me, that's when I found the law of attraction.
Right.
And then I was like, wow, this is it. This is why we have so many different realities. This is why we have so many different modalities and how, you know, certain ones will help certain people and all these. It just, things became more clear to me about the creative universe.
So that's really interesting how you said things became more clear to me. And I love listening to you tell this journey because it's really the journey of questioning and clarity. And is that how you find life to be for you now that you're in the law of attraction?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely, it's profound about how many belief systems that we hold on to that are really just, you know, again, it's a part of a creative universe.
Right.
It's like you don't, in the beginning, I definitely don't teach people to just, like, throw away every belief system there is out there because then that's kind of crazy, and that would be way too much for you to overcome as a conscious creator. you know, some belief system you're like, okay, yeah, I know it's a belief system, but it serves me, you know. And other belief systems you just break down.
Right.
And for me, health is the one that I'm just not going there with the typical way of thinking about health and thinking about aging and just all these aspects of the limitations placed on us by society who doesn't understand their role in the creative universe and their power to heal themselves. I mean, you see it all the time when people, when they heal themselves and they call it miracles. It's not a miracle. A miracle is just because you don't understand the human, the power of the mind.
Right. Right. Can you tell us then, this, because you're so invested in it, and I love the, I've heard interviews with you, that the passion that you have invested in this. Can you talk to us then? Because like you said about naturopath, there's always a different way that people talk about different healing plans. Well, there's often different ways that people talk about using this law of attraction. Can you tell us a little bit about how you use the law of attraction, how you frame it, how you use it, how you bring it to others?
I frame it in a sense that we are spiritual beings in a physical body, and we're here having a physical experience. But we also, in addition to living in the physical, we also have access to the non-physical.
Right.
We all have that connection, that innate connection. And it's about understanding our connection, understanding that this is a creative plan and that we're creating every aspect of our lives. And when you can immerse yourself in that concept, when you can stand in your power as a spiritual being and utilize that, you can create a better life for yourself. You can reassess what you've created thus far, and most of the time that's been done unconsciously. And now you can make the conscious effort to change your path so you can have a better life, you can have better health, you can have whatever it is you desire if you're willing to put the work into it. And it doesn't have to be like this, you know, something that's a job.
Right.
It's really more of it's a lifestyle change, and it could be fun. It could be a fun process of discovering your true power. Because to me, it's exciting. Every time I sit down and I meditate, I'm like, wow, what am I going to experience today? This is like really exciting, like going deeper and coming, in essence, coming home to who you are.
So how do you use it? Because I know, you know, there's so many things out there about this, and you know, I'm sure a Google search on law of attraction would bring back hundreds of millions of things. And I think sometimes people think, we've talked about this with other guests, and I'm always interested to know the take that my experts in law of attraction have on this. You know, a lot of people think it's just about, you know, like putting $1 million check in your wallet and then $1 million shows up. If people come to you and they're working with you as a coach, and they come to you with that initial belief, what do you do? What do you talk about? How do you teach people the principles of this?
Well, it's about understanding that, first of all, the law of attraction is a universal principle, so it's happening all the time.
Right.
It's what's created your life. So it's not something like, oh, you're just living the life, and all of a sudden, if you consciously create, then the law of attraction is working then. Well, it's not. It's working the whole time.
Right.
you know, it brought you to me. It's always there. And so that's one of the foundations that they must understand. And as I'm coaching clients, I'm going through my book. I'm teaching, you know, we're reading chapters. We're having discussions on it. So that it's not just about the brief video you may have watched in the law of attraction or even anything you read on the blog or whatever. Is really about getting the whole package and the whole understanding. And so you start incorporating it into who you are as a being. Hmm. It gets incorporated into your subconscious mind. So it just becomes who you are the longer you work at it.
So that's interesting. It's not really something that you add to your food like salt or sugar. It is the food. It is the nourishment.
Yes.
It is the reality all the time.
Yes.
Well, that's really interesting. Now, you mentioned your book, so Healing and the Law of Attraction. So using that healing, because that's something that's where we started this interview in a lot of ways. So using that healing piece, take us through your book and let us know, how do you use the law of attraction then, marry it with healing, and then walk clients through that?
Well, in the first, I broke my book into sections. In the first part, we talk about the law of attraction and how that, you know, you are creating your reality, understanding that you are really a powerful creative being, and introducing concepts of how we explain the law of attraction. And like internal vibrational cue, that's not something that you've ever heard before. That's a new concept that was introduced in my book. So it's about explaining that and giving a different perspective of how to look at the law of attraction. And then in the next section, we go into details about how disharmony was created in your body. How over the years, you know, your thoughts that you've been putting out have been creating a lower vibrational state. And if you haven't raised your vibration beyond that state, you kind of stay stuck in there. So it's right. Almost like you think about an energetic highway and you develop a traffic jam. And that traffic jam causes all kinds of disharmony in the body. So, you know, we talk about that. And then in the next section, we're talking about spiritual guidance. Because, again, we're spiritual beings in this, you know, physical realm. We're not here by happenstance, you know. We're not here, like, to try to explain it in science. Like, we're just some, you know, creatures that just evolved over whatever the case may be. And not saying that part of that story isn't true. Just saying that we still are spiritual beings in a physical body. There is the spiritual concept that's not touched on in science typically.
Right.
So in any case, we talk about how your source can guide you to what you need for your healing, because everyone has created different realities for themselves. Everyone has different belief systems that they embrace, and your source knows this because they're looking at this in the non-physical realm, not in the physical, not from the logical mind, the ego, none of that. They're in a higher vibration. So they understand what you've created. And in that sense, your source can guide you towards what you need for your particular healing. And that's not going to be the same as John Doe down the street. That's your path to healing. Yes. And so we go through, you know, just simple steps that you can use for that process. And then in the next section, we talk about things that to raise your vibration to a level of health. And there's like simple steps, meditation, affirmations, laughing, gratitude, just simple things you can do to incorporate into your life. Because, again, this is a lifestyle change to raise your vibration to health, you know, and change your subconscious mind, because that's really a major component in how your reality is created. And then in the last section, it's a question and answer section. So there are about like 16, 17 questions that have been asked by different clients, or just general questions that people have about health and healing, the law of attraction. They're put in there and then they're answered. The questions are put there and then they're answered, yeah.
You know, you talked about something about the power of thoughts. I heard that move by, and that's kind of at least in my mind, that's kind of the underpinning of everything that we're really talking about. Is the role of thoughts in our lives. And we are thinking all day. We even we think consciously, unconscious. We don't even know half the time that our brain is moving. And so can you tell us a little bit more about that log jam of thoughts? What does that look like? How does it happen? And how do you start to untangle that knot?
Well, it's something that started, you know, since you were born. I mean, if you think about it, we create individually, and we also create collectively. And collectively, the conscious level of this world, this planet, is relatively low. And so you're born into that. And so we're a society where, you know, there's chaos in the mind, and that's the norm. That's not the abnormal. That's the norm of what we live in. So you're trained as a child, you know, to go here, to go there, there. And so that just becomes who you are. That's the reality in which you start creating, and there's chaos, and you just continue on that road until you become conscious and you want to change it. So you basically trained yourself to be chaotic, although you didn't realize it. And now you can train your mind to quiet. Your mind to be more focused, to connect to source, because your source really can't communicate with you at a high level if you're always talking, if there's always some stuff going on. And another point we want to make is that most people think that thoughts are the conscious thoughts, when in actuality, for the majority of the day, your subconscious thoughts are what's really setting your vibration for the day.
Interesting.
And it's not really the conscious. That's a very small portion of your day. Although it may not feel that way, especially if you have a really chaotic mind.
Right.
But for the most, it's the subconscious mind. That's what's working. That's what needs to be remedied. Also as well the conscious, but definitely the subconscious.
Well, tell us a little bit more about Source. You keep referencing Source and Source coming through. Can you talk a little bit, at least in your mind, what Source means to you and how you use this law to connect with that?
Well, Source is just a general term we like to use to describe the non-physical, of the highest vibration. And that is different for everyone. That's why we say Source. So whatever your Source is, if it's God, that's your Source. If it's, you know, the universe, that's your source. If it's angels, spiritual guides, whatever your source is to you, that's your source. Because again, you know, we've all created this concept of what that means.
Right.
And so we try to just, you know, keep it at a basic level of just saying source. And so source is used because, again, you have that connection to your source. And if you tap into that connection, you can create boundless. Because that's the thing about it. Let's just paint a picture. If you knew that whatever you ask for is done, right? You know, like the universe has already answered, I got this, right?
Right.
You would just walk in faith. There would be no need to doubt. You wouldn't question. You would, you know, it would just be there. You would tell people instantly, oh, yeah, I got this, you know, won the lottery or I, whatever. And no one would question you if this was the state of our society, because they would know. It's already done. If you could think about if this planet were that way, I mean, we would just, we'd have abundance, everything. Everyone would have what they wanted.
Right.
That's not the case. Most of us are trained to believe based on what others are taught in our own experiences, because we were unaware of how we created our reality. Most people are unaware of their power to create and their power to, that things are already done, and they know that it's, you know, it's already laid out for them. They just have to trust and let go. And so if you don't know, then you tend to doubt, which most people do constantly, doubt what they're going to get into, especially if what they want is something really profound.
Right.
And they're really scared and fearful, yeah.
Right. And, you know, you said something a while back about how society, you know, we're just inundated with information all the time, and it's hard not to have a visceral reaction to that. And those visceral reactions are attached to subconscious thoughts. So we look at social media, and a friend or somebody posts something politically that maybe we disagree with, and that gives us that shot of adrenaline that puts us in fight or flight, and we start to create all these terrible scenarios. So you're right. We let our thoughts get away from us. People have asked me, they said, well, why doesn't everyone win the lottery if the law of attraction works? And I was like, well, you know, I'm no expert in the law of attraction, but usually people state something that they would like, but that just takes 10 seconds of their day. And then the other 23 hours and 50 minutes is filled with, you know,
doubt, worry about money. You're not a vibrational match. You're asking for a level of 80, but then the rest of the day you're at a level of 10.
Right. 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 And I love what you're saying, because you're not just telling people, oh yeah, go out and just say you won the lottery. There's work that has to be done below that through meditation. Sit with your thoughts. Clear your thought streams. Learn to be quiet in moments where you want to be triggered, and replace those triggers with positive thinking and affirmational thoughts. There's work to do.
Exactly. And also realizing, because the example you gave about social media, that you created that reality too, in which you are engaging in things that are going to cause you to, you know, feel that way. So if you don't like that, if that doesn't, you know, appeal to you, then focus on what appeals to you. You know, there's nothing wrong with social media. Well, if you like feeling good, then gravitate towards aspects of social media that make you feel good, like watching pictures or videos of animals playing,
Absolutely.
Things like that. You know, those are fun things about social media that, you know, the more you can immerse yourself in the positive, the more you can focus on that, the more you get that back into your reality in different ways. So there's no reason why you have to be immersed. There's no reason why you have to watch the news, because most of the news is just negative.
That's right.
It's you know, if you want to be informed, then focus on things that make you feel good.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Very well said. About because I, you know, a lot of people don't say it like that. They you turn off the news, turn off social media, and I like that you say, well, now hold on. There's a way to bring positivity into your life using things like this without necessarily having to push them away or label them as negative, which even adds to the difficulties that we might have.
Yeah, it's all about choices. What's important to you in your health and healing and manifesting what you want to manifest? And, you know, how can you strike a balance for yourself? Like, you know, not everyone wants to go on the journey as deep as I want to go on the journey, and that's perfectly okay.
Right.
How far down the rabbit hole do you want to go to fulfill the dreams that you want to fulfill?
And it's a commitment, you know, if it,
yeah.
Because look, you know, sometimes people say, well, that I had some interesting coincidences happen to me today. That's, I believe, a look at what could be. You know, they happen in a moment when we're not even expecting it. Somebody walks into our life because we weren't surrounding it with expectations and negativity. It just showed up.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of how the law of attraction should work. I mean, it does work that way anyway. How the law of attraction, if you're consciously creating, how it works. And you just let go and things just happen. You're not thinking about it. Those are the easy things to manifest. What people have the trouble with are the big goals where there's a gap between their belief and the level of what they want. So if their belief is at a level of 30, but what they want is at a vibrational level of 70, there's a gap. There's a huge gap in there. So those are the ones that people come to me for because they're like, well, I need to close that gap and figure out how do I get to a level of 70 so that I can have better health, more money, or whatever it may be.
Okay, so Shanjal, on that point, what's a tip or tool then that you can give us on our journeys of personal and spiritual growth? Something right now based on your knowledge of the law of attraction, what can we use right now?
I would say definitely to meditate and to ask for spiritual guidance during that meditation, like before you meditate. What is it that you're trying to work on? Let's say you're working on a successful career. And so before you meditate, ask your source, what is one thing I can do today to help me with my goal of success? And then let it unfold.
And, you know, I love the way you talk about this because you make it, well, I don't want to use the word easy, but you make it accessible and real at the same time. So there's this acknowledgement that we don't have, and this is one of my big things, you know, you don't have to move to a cave in the Himalayas to live your life. You can do this on a coffee break at work. You can do this in the car, you know, driving to the store. These are small things you can do to help bring things that you want into your life. And it doesn't require, you know, a passport and disappearing.
No, it doesn't. No, it does not. And yeah, that's a very good point because I when I went on my 2-year meditation sabbatical, I didn't go to any, like India or anything like that. I was in my living room.
Love it. I love. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. I think that's very important. And I practice yoga, and it's the lineage of that yoga is about everyday life, which is of course my thing. So you can do this right now, right here, right where you are, if you have 10, 20 minutes. And I think those are such beautiful things. And if we can find them, then we really need to treasure those things when we find them.
Yeah.
So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Nobody Guide to Life. Thank you so much, Shanjala, for being on the show and just for really helping to frame the law of attraction in a very beautiful way.
Well, thank you again for having me, and thank you for all who are listening to this program. Feel free to follow me on social media, come to my website, learn more about me. I'm happy to speak with you. I offer a free 30-minute consultation to anyone who's interested.
Oh, that's great.
And, yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
And I want to remind our listeners, life is so much about searching, but according to some teachers, it's also about realizing that what we need is already inside of us. We just have to tap into that power and then believe in the power of possibility. We don't always need to search for light. Maybe we just need to flip on the switch. You can find out more about Shangela and her book, Healing and the Law of Attraction, at seekwithinyou.com or on Amazon or on Barnes & Noble, and the link will be in our show notes. And you can always check out more episodes at thenobodyguidetolife.com. Reach out to us on Twitter and Facebook at Nobody's View or on Instagram at J.A. Plosker. Or join our Facebook community, Simple Spirituality. If you liked what you heard on this episode, please consider sharing it with someone you know, someone who might need to attract something into their lives. Keep practicing and have a good week.